KQED.
Fallout continues at the state capitol over claims of sexual harassment within Sacramento's political circles. The leader of the state Senate has hired two outside firms to investigate the problem. But as KQED's politics and government reporter Katie Orr tells us, some women doubt whether anything will change.
The California Senate has hired an independent law firm to look into allegations of sexual harassment and assault. An outside human resources firm was also hired to review the Senate's policies on harassment, discrimination, and retaliation. In a statement, Senate Leader Kevin De Leon says everyone deserves a workplace free of harassment and sexual misbehavior. More than 300 women working in politics have now signed a letter condemning a culture of sexual harassment and, in some cases, assault in Sacramento. The women have declined to name the men involved. Adama Iwu is the senior director of state and local government relations for Visa. She was one of the women behind the letter. Iwu says while she's glad the Senate is taking action, she questions whether it's part of the problem.
This is basically a self-investigation. That's tricky, and that's risky for women who already have said they don't want to come out.
The hierarchical structure of the Capitol seems to provide little incentive for women to take action when there's a problem. Attorney Mary Alice Coleman says she's spoken with many women about possible harassment claims around the Capitol over the years, but she's only been involved with litigation for three. She says the power dynamics prove too intimidating for most women.
If an assembly member or a senator is involved, that complicates the accountability hundredfold, and it makes the situation much more difficult and perilous for the victim.
And women don't seem to be reaching out to their HR departments either. Deborah Gravert is chief administrative officer of the state assembly, which oversees about 1,200 employees. She says the assembly investigated three sexual harassment claims last year.
But then you have this letter that says it's prevalent, so it doesn't equal, you know, what we've seen, which is, you know, it's frustrating and disheartening.
Still, Gravert says she believes the assembly has a good process in place for responding to the complaints it does receive. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.